Tuesday, June 22nd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. After experiencing a string of very wet years here in northwest Iowa and region, conditions are now swinging to the opposite. Our soil moisture reserves are as low on June 23, 2021, as I remember them being on this date in 48 crop seasons. Rains to date have not recovered declining soil moisture levels. I do not see this drought as a singular year event. It started last summer, so it is already into its second year here. I would frankly be surprised if a period of dry years were not in store for us. Farmers here in this region invested a lot into field tile drainage systems in recent years. Farm drainage tile went through times of short supply, and new tiling companies sprung up to meet the demand. It was a boom time for the tiling industry. My bet is that after we have gotten our farms much better tiled, that it will become so dry for a few years that the return on investment on drainage will become intermediate or long term. I have lost a lot more crop over my farming career to too wet than to too dry. Iowa State University climatologist Dr. Elwin Taylor has done a lot of studies on drought cycles. This is not part of climate change, but it will be interesting if we can discern any impact from climate change on the drought cycles. Taylor thinks that the solar cycle impacts the 89-year U.S. drought cycle. They use tree rings and pond sediment studies to go back many centuries to discern the drought patterns. The drought cycle predates most human-induced climate change. Taylor has been predicting that the drought of this century would occur around 2025 based on the 89-year drought cycle. The next few years are then expected to reenact some version of the Dust Bowl, the 1930s, in which the peak year was 1936. There was a four-year run-up to the 1936 drought. We are likely now in a similar multi-year run-up to the 2025 drought. Mark Twain said that history doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. I do not think that we'll repeat the Dust Bowl per se. Back then, there was an economic depression, and farmers plowed up the prairie year upon year, exposing soils to wind erosion. They tried to offset low wheat prices with volume, expanding plantings. Eventually, the dust storms were so bad that ships coming into New York Harbor were covered with dust out at sea. Congress finally acted, funding conservation programs when their desks were covered with Western Plains dust in Washington, D.C. There's a much greater understanding of the impact of soil erosion today. Most farmers no longer own a moldboard plow, and the chisels are going to be next to be shedded. I noted on my recent drive through western Iowa that there were many no-till fields. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Less tillage protects soils and conserves moisture than it does in water crops. There's no substitute for rain where we live. Central and Southern Plains irrigation drawdown of aquifers will become a limiting factor to U.S. food production. They are leaving some farmland in California idle because they do not have the water to irrigate. I have heard some predict that the California vegetable industry will move because of the water shortage. Some aquifers are superior to others. There are places in the Mid-South where irrigation has had little or no effect on water levels and aquifers. They can grow veggies instead of corn and soybeans. A multi-year drought will have major far-reaching implications. Prices would have to rise to levels where demand is rationed. Those that think that price highs of corn and soybeans to date ration demand are wrong. Ethanol, hogs, poultry all made money despite higher corn prices. Our corn is cheap from a global perspective. China took its share of 2020 U.S. grain and soy production last year before domestic end users did, leaving them the spoils, so to speak. Last week they bought U.S. corn for $5 and new crop soybeans for $12, which I think they will look back on as another steal. USDA has perpetrated a myth that stocks are much more plentiful than they are. I do not think that many fully appreciate the implications of what may be coming at us. We do not know what the price of corn has to be before livestock producers stop feeding and ethanol plants stop crushing. The Chinese are consuming $11 corn. As consumer prices climb, there will eventually be blowback, and exports to China will be looked upon as a threat to U.S. food security. Attitudes would change if food prices soar and the U.S. electorate pushes to limit exports in an America First mentality. When U.S. pork chops are $5 a pound and bacon $10 a pound, how much pork will get exported to China? The price matters little to farmers if they have nothing to sell. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.